Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
It's the best as well as the rest.
Hey, welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. I'm Mike Booth. So glad to have you along. No Steph this week. Steph decided to go and leave. I don't know, something about visiting her family for Thanksgiving or something. I don't know. Seems overrated. Anyways, so glad to have you along as we get to check out some of the best bits from the week. I mean, the last half might not be as worth it because that's when Steph left, so it's just a lot of me. So if you didn't like the midday show when I did it or the drive show when I did it, I don't know how you're going to feel about the end of this podcast, but I hope that you stick around, please, just for my sake, all right? Otherwise, I have to go cry to my mom, and it's not something that she or I want, okay? Enjoy.
What's the first thing that you look for when you're scrolling on a dating app to see if maybe that's a potential match?
I don't know. It's been a minute. I don't know. Usually, like, if they talk about having a sense of humor or something like that, that's a big one. Usually they always talk about being interested in food, which is good because I'm interested in eating food.
Okay. Well,
why?
96% of women say that they value hygiene the most. 91% of men said they did.
Shower today.
But then survey found 88% of women and 75% of men said they cared about grammar in your dating profile.
Oh. She thinks my grammar's sexy.
Yeah. Got to use the right your and the right commas and semicolons and all that around it.
Twos and theirs and yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, but that's more like, I mean, that's knowing the right one. I mean, grammar's more so like knowing spelling or commas, period, as well as comma, other things, period.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, Mike. Steph, I'm just trying to be sexy on the radio, okay?
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
There is something real spooky going on in town, Steph, and it's not even Halloween related.
What is it?
In fact, it's related to an entirely different holiday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's not one that you want it to be related to.
It's beginning to look a lot like
no, stop. Shut up.
Too soon? Too
Johnny
soon?
Mathis, no. Mm-mm. Not now, not this month. Heck, not even for 90% of the next month.
Well, wow, that's a little intense. Like, 90% of the next month?
Yeah.
Come on.
Christmas doesn't start till December 1. And even then, I'm like, all right, give me a little while here. I'm not even into it.
Nah, I think you're a little bit of a Grinch there, Mike.
Like, no.
After November 11th, I think Christmas can start. Yeah.
That is way too early. I do not need 6 weeks of prep for one day.
Okay, but it's not really one day. It's an entire season. You gotta, like, you know, get decorated, enjoy the twinkly lights for a while, the glitter.
Not the point
the
of this at all.
Warm feelings. Okay,
not,
sorry.
We're not talking about Christmas. It's still Halloween, but there's an apartment in Timberley that you can see from the road. It's got a Christmas tree up.
Oh.
And it looks to be decorated. There's at least lights on it still.
Okay, that's a very early, too early.
It is, right?
Maybe they're decorating a fall tree. Like, I've seen this as a new trend that people are putting their Christmas tree up and putting, like, leaves on it.
For real?
Yeah. Forget the needles, adding some leaf decorations.
Oh, my God. Okay, people, there's no such thing as fall trees. I'm just going to come out and say that right now. If you're decorating a fall tree, you're one of two things. Crazy or lazy.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
You know, Steph, our airport just keeps bringing us more and more good news. Like, first they're out there winning all these awards, and now they're announcing that they're going to be bringing some flights to potentially some cooler spots.
Yeah, apparently we might be getting Las Vegas and Kelowna, on top of the ones they already announced earlier this summer.
Yeah, because they were just doing Laughlin, Nevada, which was last year, and that's like 2 hours or like an hour or something like that outside of Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, we still got a whole bunch of the resorts and stuff like that, and yes, that was really cool and all, but Vegas...
Vegas
what? Is Vegas.
And we also got those Flair airline flights. They're going direct Toronto, direct to Vancouver. That was pretty sweet, too.
And they're really cheap flights, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, it's a really great idea because I know a lot of people are just, they're itching to go down to the States as soon as, like, everything is given the okay.
Yeah.
Maybe, sure. Like, they're like, as soon as the borders open, people are going to be like, all right, let's go. All right. Do we have a vaccine? I don't care. Let's go.
It's true. It does feel like it's been a long time since we've been able to just, you know, cross the border, even though it doesn't seem safe to do so.
But it's been a while. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even remember when they closed it down. Yeah, it's been a while. But the potential of this, it seems like an awesome thing. And it's fantastic for the airport. But you know what?
What?
It's weird how they just kind of threw Kelowna in there.
Hmm.
It's like, hey, we're going to add one of the coolest cities in the entire world to our places we travel. And oh yeah, the third coolest place to see in BC.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
I may have found your next Christmas gift that you purchased for your girlfriend.
Well, I'm glad somebody's thinking about that, because my mind has not been there much. Well, I got the one thing, and that is like, that was supposed to be it.
Well, I want to like make sure you get the Boyfriend of the Year award, so I'm
that's
like, okay.
That's not happening,
like,
but I appreciate, again, once again, I really appreciate the effort that you're putting into my relationship. I'm sure that she is just through the moon about that.
All right, perfect. Well, this is because I know that she likes Halloween. It's her favorite holiday, and so even though this is a Christmas gift, she can decorate with it all year long.
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
What's even more terrifying is that it's a fireproof skull. So,
oh, my God.
You can put it in your fireplace or, like, in a bonfire, and it doesn't burn. It just kind of looks like maybe you were hanging out with some bodies.
What do you do with it? Do you just take that camping? What if you forget it? You go number one on Canada's most wanted list.
It's true. You can also just put it on a shelf. Like, if you don't have, like, a regular fireplace, it could just be, like, a decorative skull.
Like Elf on a shelf, but for spooky season?
Yeah.
What?
But for your girlfriend, be all year long, because she likes that kind of thing.
I know she likes that kind of thing, but I don't like that she likes that kind of thing. It's spooky.
And you don't want to live with that kind of thing?
Not with skulls in my place, oddly enough. For some reason, that seems a little messed up.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Steph, I think you've been in Fort McMurray a little bit longer than I have. Have you ever seen fall last this long in town?
Absolutely not. Oh, my goodness.
It seems like every single year, like, the joke is pretty accurate when we say, well, you know, you're going to enjoy your 2 weeks of fall.
It's true. I was just thinking the other day, like, 2 years ago, the first snow was on September 12th.
No way.
Yeah, it was cold.
Oh, my God. That's so sad.
Right?
We're almost in like a month from that date.
And
I mean, knock on wood, I don't know if I'm knocking loud enough, but still nothing.
It's true. And
I haven't,
like,
even thought about putting the tires on yet.
Yeah, and Saturday it was plus 24.
Was it that hot?
It was that hot.
Oh,
it
my God.
Amazing.
It was thrilling out there. Now, like, it's allowed us to kind of do a lot of extra stuff still. Like, I know I'm still golfing pretty much every weekend. What have you been up to?
I've been kayaking a couple times a week still, working out in the yard. Like, I keep saying to my husband, like, we got to finish all of our yard work before the snow comes because we just don't know when it is. And we've completed.
That's awesome.
And I keep going out there and being like, what else is there we can do? And it's like, we've had so much extra time.
Yeah.
It's been wonderful. And it's done.
And, like, the best part, of course, like, it's nice that you're still able to go out and, like, do stuff outside.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, the nicest part has just been, like, the look of outside. Like,
yeah.
It just looks stellar out there.
Yeah, the leaves are still actually had time to change and stay on the trees for a bit. Mm.
Oh, it's fantastic. Fort McMurray hasn't looked this nice since they took whatever that scaffolding thing was out of Jubilee Plaza.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
So you know how for a long time a lot of people have been saying, like, you know, I just wish life could return to normal in some way.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Steph, I got good news and bad news for you.
Okay.
Good news? It's happening.
Yeah.
Bad news? Means student loan payments are due again.
Oh, no.
Student loans.
The things that hang over your head for hopefully not too many years.
Yeah. Hopefully, at least. Yeah, it was so nice that the government decided to stop, freeze those payments for a little while, but that's over now.
Yeah, September 30th they ended. Actually, I had a friend who said that the National Student Loan Office called him and said, like, call us back. And so he called the number back and felt really nervous about that maybe it was a scam and had to give it, like, his social insurance number
and
all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so he asked some qualifying questions too, like, how much do I owe on my student loan?
That's not an answer that you want.
Yeah. But it ended up being a truthful call. And then they were like, okay, how can I help you today? And he was like, you called me. They were just telling him his student loans were back in action. Oh. He had to start paying them again.
You know, it's times like this where I'm very glad that my post-secondary experience was limited. Mm. Limited to like 6 months.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah, and like, then you see what, exactly. And then you see what I do now and you're like, is it really that glamorous?
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Translated Lyrics Thursdays.
That's right. It's time for Translated Lyric Thursdays where we've taken a song. Today I actually just chose a song we just recently heard from the weekend. Blinding Lights, I translated it into another language, this time Somali, and then back to English, and we try and sing it along to the actual beat of the tune, which never sounds good because the words are off and I can't sing. But this is what that would sound like. Oh, I was blind to the light. No, I can't sleep until I feel like you've touched me. I said, oh, I swallowed at night. Oh, you believe me when I am. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, it was a little bit more PG-13 than I had hoped for, but here we are.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Have you seen what we're getting for a mascot for the Arctic Winter Games here? The host society just announced Nitotum the Lynx, which, I mean, seems cool. I don't know if I've ever seen a lynx up here before, but actually, I don't even know if I've ever seen a lynx in my life. But Nitotum is Cree for my friend, and it was like one of the 40 different options that was proposed during the mascot design contest that I think they put out to a whole bunch of kids. Just kind of makes you wonder, though, like, if there was 40, which ones didn't make the cut? Was there, like, Randall the Raven, who enjoys spending his winters intimidating people who walk by his garbage can with his oddly large stature? It's a big bird. Or what about Brandon the Bear, who enjoys hanging outside of bars asking if he can bum a smoke off you real quick? Or what about Shannon the Cougar? It's the one I put forward. Shannon enjoys being on the prowl for handsome 20-something men running on the birchwood. Oh. Hold up. I think we're talking about a different kind of cougar here.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
So, do you remember being a kid and thinking about all the things you were going to look forward to that would make you feel like an adult? Things like driving, moving out of your parents' place, getting a job maybe. There was a lot of them. Did you have one specifically for you? You can give us a call or a text, 780-791-1037. But where does getting excited over a new toilet fit into that list? For a few months over at our place, we have suffered from the slowest refilling toilet in the world. And we just figured, okay, they installed a low flow. We didn't know about it. But it turns out that this thing's been broken for a while. But yesterday everything changed. We got the upgrade. And that thing refills in like 3.8 seconds. There are Ferraris that don't move as fast as this toilet refills. And I'm not sure what adulthood would ever become. But I didn't think I'd be flushing the toilet 5 times just to watch it reload with the ferocity of someone who said that they could hold it after passing Wandering River.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Now, I'd like to know, do you think that Alberta's drivers are safe? Don't laugh. Because there's good news and bad news when it comes to Alberta drivers. Good news is that according to a new study, Saskatchewan has the worst drivers. Being born and raised, can't agree. It's a lot of old people who have forgotten where the speed, where the gas is, and people who don't know how to drive on grid roads at all. But the bad news is that Alberta is the second worst out of all the provinces and all the territories in all of Canada. This study asked people, they went to them and asked them if they had ever done things like done their makeup while driving, been distracted by things like food or like a cup of coffee, and people would admit to it. Apparently, we love to admit to these things. We were quite guilty. Actually, in fact, we led all of Canada in people who admitted to speeding. And that was like by 10% over the next closest province. I think we were at like 51% of people who were questioned admitted to having sped while driving. Which, duh, doesn't everybody at some point? Alberta also led in people who eat while driving. We also let in people who like to reach into the back seat to deal with kids while driving. Honestly, not surprising. Pretty sure if you look around, I've seen that holy trifecta while driving around downtown on a Saturday afternoon.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
I had one of our coworkers, who's just a couple years younger than I am, make me feel insanely old.
Oh. How
so,
did she do that?
So you know Kirsten.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's our midday host. Yeah. She was talking about being a 90s baby, which is kind of true, but barely true. Kirsten was born Christmas Day 1999.
You are kidding me.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to call herself a 90s baby.
She was a baby in the 90s for 7 days.
Okay.
Not even 7 days, for 6 days. Because New Year's Eve is the 31st. So that is literally 6 days of being a 90s baby. That don't count to me.
No, and her first memory could not possibly be anything from the 90s.
Not a chance. So with that in mind, we're like, okay, there's a couple of us from the station. We're like, all right, well, let's see if you're really a 90s baby. We threw a couple of 90s hits at her just to see, okay, you want to call yourself a 90s baby? A 90s baby would know these songs. These are three songs that we thought she should have gotten just because she works in radio and struggled to get. All right, I've got three songs for you. You ready?
Yes.
You're going to get a very short 5-second snippet of each.
Okay.
First one.
Yep.
Okay, what song is that one?
You're My Butterfly from Crazy Town.
That's correct, yeah. All right, song number two.
Okay. I love this one, too. Semi-Charmed Life, Third Eye Blind.
Exactly, okay, two for
These
two.
These are coming quick.
All right, well, you got to be ready.
It's true.
You experienced the 90s fully from start to finish.
I
expected
did.
You to do pretty well in this one. Okay, this last one. A classic, and I'm shocked if anybody doesn't get this one.
Okay. Yep, I've called the radio station a time or two and requested that one. That is Tub Thumping from Chumbawamba.
Oh, of course.
Thank you,
it's
thank you.
It's a timeless classic, but you get it. It made me feel weird and old.
It's those kids today.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Remember The Price is Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still on TV.
Okay.
And it's about to return next week for another season, but they're going to have a ton of differences, obviously, because the world is in chaos. But the big one is going to involve not having any members of the audience at the show.
What? How is that even going to look / sound with out the audience? Is there only going to be four people in the audience that are going to be chosen?
Well, Steph, I'm very glad that you asked. Stu Johnson, come on down!
Yay!
Well, I sure hope they pick me next.
Dude, there's only three more of us.
All right, Steph. What is your guess on this 1 gallon bottle of hand sanitizer?
Easy, that's $40.
Correct! All right, Mike, it is your turn to spin the wheel. In 20 minutes, we have to thoroughly sanitize that bad boy first.
Thanks for listening to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
For more episodes, subscribe now on iTunes, Spotify, or where all great podcasts are found.